Well, of course, I haven't actually seen the article by Mike Atherton yet, so all I'm basing my opinions on at the moment are hearsay. But from what I gather, Durham are in quite difficult financial circumstances, and it looks as though a different company might come along and pick up the pieces of the cricket club and start over fresh. Without ECB support this season, it appears that they might not have got to the end of the season. So it's a very, very sad story indeed. And I think the first thing I should say is that we all deeply regret the circumstances that Durham cricket finds itself in.
The knock-on, of course, of that, Rod, is that potentially it might give Hampshire a reprieve from relegation. What would be your sort of emotions about that?
Well, I mean, in fairness, Chris, I'm obviously conflicted. I mean, who wouldn't want another chance to stay in the first division? As I understand it, you know, the rules for this season are that two go down and one comes up. If, unfortunately, Durham are relegated for different reasons, it probably gives us another opportunity. And I think, in fairness, you know, given the way that our squad was depleted at the beginning of the season with seven of our first-team players, including our top three or four bowlers, all injured, I mean, I think we had a tremendous handicap to try and get over this year. And in the second half of the season, we played like a first-division team. So I don't think we would bring any discredit on the first division. In fact, with a full squad, we'd give it a really good go next year. But I'm equally aware that people will always make cases for other people as well, and I don't want to get involved in a slanging match.
No, sure. I mean, obviously, people would say that normally two would go up. The way the divisions are being restructured this year means that only one is going up. So I presume Kent would have an argument that they possibly should come up rather than you stay up.
No doubt they will propagate that argument, yes.
And would you have any sort of sympathy? Would you have any sort of understanding of their point of view?
Well, I mean, I think probably Kent would be as keen to get promotion as we would to avoid relegation, to be honest with you. So it's very difficult to be totally objective. But I think if the rules are set as two teams going down and one coming up, it's difficult to see a way around that. Under these circumstances, I presume that if Essex had been docked points for some financial irregularity and gone behind Kent would have been the one to be promoted. There wouldn't have been any discussions there about two teams going up and three coming down. So, you know, my view is that we're there on merit. We've played right through the first division season. The last game of the season, obviously, we had to try and create a win. Otherwise, we would have drawn that game. And I think it would have been a game which would have brought us very close to Warwickshire and Lancashire to show that we're sort of on the parity with them.
Obviously, the gap in the table at the end of the season between yourselves and Durham was 45 points, which is quite a big gap. That would seem like it would be a very, very severe points penalty if you know, Durham were eventually to be sort of relegated to the bottom of the table, if you like.
Chris, in fairness, you know, the only answers I'm bound to give you from, you know, from my heart are answers which support the Hampshire case. I'm pretty certain that George Kennedy at Kent will give you arguments that support the Kent case. But, you know, the truth is that, you know, Durham have actually had a points penalty for financial irregularities in the past. This seems to be a much bigger problem. And I think that the verdict is that regardless of the points difference, and bear in mind that they won some of those points in a sort of contrived finish at the end of the season, our ground, perversely, a game which probably under normal circumstances we wouldn't have lost, given our first division, our first inning score. So I truly believe that, you know, we are worthy of the first division status if this is to transpire. Obviously, at the moment, I'm still working on hearsay and, you know, I have no idea what the absolute truth is or what the ECB intentions are.
Mm. And just on a slightly wider point, Rod, ECB sort of propping Durham up financially to get them through the season. Did you have an opinion on that?
Well, I don't want to see the back of Durham County Cricket Club any more than I want to see the back of any other club. I've got no problem with ECB doing whatever they need to try and keep them in business. And if it secures their future long-term, then, you know, I don't have a problem with that. I do think, under the circumstances, that those of us that played Durham during the period that they were being propped up were probably put at a disadvantage by virtue of their sort of supported status. and that, you know, relegation probably is the right move for them. But, you know, all I can do is feel sympathy for them for getting into that position and, you know, hope that whoever recovers this business, you know, gets off to a flying start.
Just finally, Rod, do you know any understanding of when the meeting is and things and when this is likely to be decided from the hearsay you've managed to pick up so far?
No idea at all, and neither should I at the end of the day. This should be a decision made by independently minded people. Difficult at ECB, I know, but there are some very good people up there now who I'm sure will make the right decision at the end of the day.